Thanks for joining us on this festive Mixed Mornings podcast. Festive because we're kind of scrambling. We're getting those last-minute gifts, which, you know, sometimes turn out, sometimes they don't.
You know how we're going to pay for those with those holiday bonuses we get? Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay.
That depends.
I can't wait to hear all of that. But we all have our own favorite Christmas songs. But did you know that your dogs have one, too?
Oh, my gosh.
Roof, roof.
We are getting dangerously close to Christmas Eve, Christmas Day,
all
the holiday shopping, all of that. If we were to take a poll in this room as to who is done shopping, what do you think our stats would be here?
By done, you had to have started.
Okay.
And I still have not started. I have not bought one gift, not even for myself. How dare I?
Yeah.
Whip?
No, not even remotely close. Yeah. I got a couple things. I don't know where, you know, no, nothing.
Yeah, so
Santa's working on the
rest. Essentially nothing, yeah.
You know, I don't have the statistic on people who haven't started, but I'm sure it's kind of high. But 52% of people plan to buy a last-minute holiday gift. We've all done it.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened. I think most of us do it, actually. And in fact, there's a thing this weekend, Super Saturday. Mm-hmm. They're saying 148 million Americans are going to go out and buy last-minute gifts this Saturday.
Okay, I think they just invented this Super Saturday thing,
right.
But a good move.
We're calling it OS Saturday.
Well, that's a better name.
Because that is going to be a lot of fun parking at malls and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, God.
So these last-minute gifts are tricky. You know, you try to find the perfect thing, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
So, you know, we want to hear about the ones that don't. Like, I remember once we were visiting my family in Ohio, and Christmas Day, we all realized we forgot to get my uncle something, right? So we're like, okay, we got to go get him a bottle of wine. No big deal. Just go to the store. Problem is, Ohio doesn't sell booze on Christmas Day.
Oh, my God.
That's my go-to last-minute gift. I just get booze and throw a bow on it.
Right. So, we came back with, like, a bag of chips. You know, I was like,
how do you like them? Say, ooh, are these Ruffles? Thank you so much.
These are Merlot-flavored chips. That's the best I could do. So, we would love to hear your last-minute holiday gift fails. Text us at 60123.
Yeah, and we're going to give you a wonderful prize to the worst gift. You're getting an Ava gift card.
Oh, see, you can even hold on to that, keep that in your pocket, and that could be your last-minute gift when yours fails.
That is the best idea.
So, again, last-minute holiday gift fails. Went to go buy a bottle of booze. Oops, not selling today.
60123, thank you for all your texts. I'm going to run through these, and we're going to pick the worst together.
Okay.
In at number three, I gave my aunt a candle I had laying around the house. When she opened it, my brother goes, hey, that was already lit. The wick is black. I didn't realize I already used it. 708, when I was 17, my aunt forgot about me. She gave me what she gave all the grandkids, coloring books and crayons.
Oh, wow, nice.
708, a fruitcake.
Yep.
847, I accidentally gave somebody a used gift card.
Oh my, God.
That is my fear.
Right, like you just go through your wallet, you're like, oh no, I'll take this one.
Yeah.
630, I re-gifted a homemade jar of Polish sausage from a coworker. Whip, what is that?
A jar of sauce? Is it like a spread?
Don't ask me.
I kind of want to try that.
Oh, 708 said, I re-gifted an ugly coat. When they opened it, they found an Easter egg someone forgot or never found. I guess it was their coat.
Yeah.
630, I got my wife floodlights from Costco. I bet she loved them.
Oh, yeah.
And last but not least, 219, I had to go to the gas station. It was the only thing open to get my mom a last-minute gift. I got her one of those scrapers where you put your hands in it, in the gloves to keep them warm, and I just threw that in a bag. Have a Merry Christmas, Mom.
Oh, man, that actually is very useful.
I was going to say this. There's a lot of worse things you could have gotten at the gas
station. Not the most sentimental or personal of gifts, but very practical.
Yeah, like a lot of stuff.
These are wonderfully bad.
They are wonderfully bad.
Okay,
but we have to pick the worst. Yes. So what do you think, Nikki?
Okay, I'm going to go with just the gift card because, like...
The used gift card.
The used gift card. Because that is seriously fear in life.
Okay, Whip?
The previously lit candle. Nothing says I had nothing like that.
Violetta, you choose the winner.
Okay. I think I got to go with Whip, the lit candle. Like, you already used it.
Yeah.
You didn't even remember using it, and then you tried giving it to somebody. That's terrible.
Trending on Twitter.
Coming in at number three, Jennifer Gardner trending, and I wouldn't be thrilled for the reason why. Ben Affleck discussed his marriage with his ex yesterday, and he said he had a marriage that didn't work, and that they tried staying together for the kids. He didn't stop there, though. He adds that he started drinking because he felt trapped in his marriage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he just kind of kept going and going, and now the internet's like, come on, Jennifer Garner doesn't deserve this.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart, obviously. Everybody loves her. I guess now he doesn't feel trapped anymore. With the new Jennifer?
Yeah, give it time, Ben. Give
it
time.
Yeah, exactly. So that was super awkward, and that's why Jennifer Garner is trending. Coming in at number two, there is a new Christmas drinking game that people are loving, and it is really, really fun. Okay, so what you do is you place a Santa hat on the corner of your TV, and every time it looks like someone is wearing the hat, you drink it.
Oh.
It is so funny how often it happens. Like, you don't even think about it, and it really looks like the person on screen is wearing it. So you have to do it in the top left or right corner of your TV.
In an actual size Santa hat.
Yep, and you just kind of let it hang there, like, sideways.
Oh.
And when people, like, are in the back shot or, you know what, it's so funny. And people are, it's like, going viral
online.
Can
you remind, can we please do this tonight? You and I, like, make a mental note that we have to do this tonight.
And it's even more fun if you do it with a holiday movie.
Right? Oh, my God. Hallmark? Yeah, you've got it covered.
Exactly. Okay. It'll be double hats. And finally, coming in at number one, time to pull out your pearls. It's National Wear Your Pearls Day.
Oh,
so
man.
Get a little fancy. Whip, don't be shy.
Yes.
Later today.
Gotta find some pearls.
Who was that baseball player?
Jock Peterson.
See, he was ahead of the game.
He made that a trend in baseball for some reason. It was really weird, and I almost don't want to know what the origin of the joke was.
He was celebrating today.
Yes, of course. And he was doing very well when he wore them,
That's
right?
True. It was good luck, yeah.
Very good luck. That's trending on Twitter.
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mixed mornings. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Holiday time. Holiday bonus time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? If you're here too?
I didn't say that.
Oh,
yeah, thanks,
okay.
thanks for breaking the news, Nikki. Appreciate that.
Hey.
I didn't know when you were going to tell us.
You know, a lot of companies do some fun holiday bonuses, or maybe even your boss, whatever. I will tell you, there was an employee here, a friend of mine. His wife, I think, worked at like a law firm.
Okay.
Every year, they would send them to someplace exotic during the break.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Like, he would come back all tan, and I'm like, where'd you go? And it was, like, Mexico 1 year, Bahamas. And I'm like, wow, what are you doing? And he's like, no, it's my wife. It's the Christmas bonus that they give my wife every single year.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
How nuts is that?
That is pretty nuts. Well, the bonus that comes to mind that we would get at this company sometimes was not Christmas, but for Thanksgiving. At least this was interesting, because I never talked to anybody else who got something like this. We used to get a turkey every Thanksgiving, and it was in our paycheck as a gift card.
Yep.
Buy a free turkey at Jewel or whatever,
right.
And I thought that was a very unique kind of bonus.
Yep. That does sound cool. Yeah. I've never really got a bonus. I just get a lot of advice. You know, I'm like, thank you.
Okay.
So that qualifies as not amazing holiday bonuses.
No, I cherish all advice I get.
Well, we would love to hear about your amazing holiday gift or bonus from your company or boss, because we know they're out there. Like I said, this person, you know, always in the Bahamas, whatever, every single Christmas. 312-233-1019. Have you gotten an amazing holiday gift or bonus from your company or boss? 312-233-1019.
All right, let's go to Sydney. Sydney, you are on the mix.
So this is my stepdad's company, but they this year, instead of doing a monetary bonus, decided to give everyone an amazing soft pretzel wreath with cheese sauce.
Cheese sauce, that puts it over the top.
So that's more the jelly of the month club there.
No, that's delicious.
Yeah, well,
hopefully your stepdad hadn't planned to put in a new pool with that money. OJ, you're on the mix. Your holiday bonus.
A hand-sized holiday cookie and lotion.
And lotion, yeah. Well, if it wasn't for the lotion, it wouldn't be good enough.
Yeah,
it's sort of like the cheese.
Right.
It's kind of like, there's always that little bonus to the bonus, which puts it over the top, right?
Oh, my gosh. So I guess we're definitely seeing more jelly of the month, less Florida vacation bonuses.
Oh, you know what? Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Don't speak too soon, Nikki. You know why?
Why?
Let's hold the phone on the traffic music, because Joe may have something more along the lines of what you're talking about. Hey, Joe!
How's it going?
Good!
All right. Well, I got a summer house for a Christmas bonus.
What?
Yeah, like in a campground. It was a summer house. And it was right next door to my boss's summer house,
oh,
which led to my divorce.
Okay. Here we were thinking that that was going to be a happy ending story, and it turns out...
I guess the Jelly of the Month Club isn't so bad.
It is real happy.
When the word house is involved in your holiday bonus, we're thinking good thoughts. But sorry, that didn't work out for you, Joe. Maybe better luck next year.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Songs your dogs like, specifically Christmas songs. Yes, your dog does have a favorite Christmas song, at least according to this guide dog-based study. The choices were A, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Michael Bublé. B, A Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney. C, Last Christmas, Wham. And D, All I Want for Christmas is You.
You ever hear when they have the dog singing Christmas songs? I'm surprised none of those were on the list.
Because it makes them too crazy.
Well, that's true.
312-233-1019. What is our guesses?
All right, Jeff, you're on the mix. What's your guess?
I'm going with D, All I Want for Christmas is You.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That is so close. That is number three, but it is not number one.
Because it's so high-pitched, I thought the dogs would like it.
Or make them bark. Yeah,
they hear it in ways that we can never understand. It hurts their head.
Or even they're like, okay, I get it. I'm tired of this.
All right, Ellen, you are on the mix. What is your guess? Hello, Ellen. Oh, wait, hold on. Ellen, hold on, don't say anything. Now you're on the mix. What is your guess?
Last Christmas, Wham.
Yes! The dogs love George Michael. And what's the other guy?
Andrew Ridgely.
Come on.
Dare you.
And there is a top 10. So, we said number one, Last Christmas, Wham. Number two, Jingle Bells. Apparently anyone can sing Jingle Bells. Not specific. All I Want for Christmas is You, Mariah Carey. Three, Driving Home for Christmas, Chris Rea. These dogs are real specific.
Yeah.
I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, Wizard. Merry Christmas, Everybody, Slade. Silent Night came in at 7. Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues. Number 8.
Oh, man. These are artsy dogs.
Yeah. Bublé beginning
it's
to
like
look
indie
a
dogs.
Lot like Christmas. These are Logan Square dogs. Number 10 of Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney. So we got to play number one, right?
Ruff, ruff.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Earlier, Whip, now you talked about Chicago and how relevant they are to Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are many different ways that a city might look like it belongs as a backdrop for a Hallmark movie, for example. How Christmassy, how holiday friendly are you? And Chicago was near the top of the list in a lot of important categories. But Violetta said that, Hallmark movies are not always about having a pretty city backdrop.
Yeah, well, I was trying to describe to you like pretty much what all Hallmark movies are like, which normally they start off in the big city and then they go in the small town. And we got a wonderful text from 224 that helped us explain that with a TikTok video that's gone viral about a guy describing that.
So you are the Hallmark resident expert.
And they all go like that, There's some sort of gingerbread farm and some freak accident with a snow globe. And, he's very hunky normally.
And you just keep coming back. You just keep going back for more of those Hallmark movies.
You can never get enough cheesiness. Nope. And the acting, spot on. You believe them every... You don't believe them every step of the way.
Isn't Kirk Cameron's sister in a bunch of those?
Candace Cameron Bure.
Yep.
If you will.
She's in one where she travels back with shoes. She has a Ghost of Christmas Past with shoes.
I'm going to tell you something. I think I watched about 10 minutes of one, and that was the one.
And guess what? She falls in love with the fireman.
Really? It's like she works at Macy's, and she's in the shoe department. Anyway, I think I saw that.
I feel like we all... I'll have that aunt right now who's like, Violetta gets me.
Yeah.
Violetta gets it.
I love it. It's on 24/7 at my house.
All right.
Leftover nuggets. There's only a few. Leftover nuggets. The night wants to chew.
So earlier today during trending on Twitter, we told you it was National Wear Your Pearls Day. So this nugget makes a lot of sense. A New Orleans woman discovered 12 glistening pearls inside an oyster as she was devouring them.
Wow.
That has always been a dream of mine.
A dream? Well, she got a little nervous because she's like, this is a choking hazard.
She
slurped down the oyster, didn't notice them because they must have been underneath the actual meat of the oyster. And as she kind of had everything in her mouth, she was like, I bit one. I definitely ate one at least. And then I started feeling them with my tongue. I spit them all out. And what's really interesting is this seafood restaurant called Superior Seafood Oyster Chucker Jordan, who's worked there for a long time, says the most I've ever seen is 9 pearls in an oyster. So I was shocked by this too. I shuck at least 2,500 oysters daily and find about a pearl or two a week on average.
That's crazy. I've always wondered, like here at Shaw's and
right.
stuff, if
like
they
how
ever
many they find.
Right.
So I guess all's well that ends well. I don't know if she gets to keep those pearls
well,
and
I
if they're
so.
Worth anything, but that's a nugget you don't want to chew on either.
Oh my God. Now we have to go out for oysters.
Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting about a ghost knocking over a beer. I don't know how I feel about okay. multiple
oh,
levels.
I think
I love
know
it
what
already.
You're talking
this
about.
Disturbs me on a few ways. Okay. So Darla Anderson, 23-year-old barkeep at Blue House Pub. This happened over in England. She was behind the bar when she, along with two of her employees and a bar customer, so there's multiple people here,
yes.
witnessed an untouched pint of beer topple over and spill to the ground on November 13th. So
oh,
I don't
on
totally,
the 13th?
Yeah, I don't totally get this, but there's apparently video of this where the beverage is standing on a bar mat for several seconds before it spills its contents, leaving everyone who witnessed it flummoxed, because that's what they get in England.
Yeah,
they get
for
flummoxed,
sure.
That
you know?
Is the best word ever.
It really, I had to include it by the eerie occurrence. So the thing that they're saying is freaky is A, that fell over and a couple people saw it. But the bar was built in 1900. So they are pretty sure there are some sort of spirits there. And everyone in the pub
spirits.
Was everyone in the pub was shocked and surprised.
All right, so in Florida, they have a different issue. A Florida bee removal expert discovered a behemoth. Let's see what they did. A 7-foot-tall beehive behind a client's bathroom while responding to a call. And footage of the freaky find currently boasts more than 3 million views on TikTok. Reps from the beekeeping service, How's Your Day, Honey, responded to a call from some homeowners in St. Petersburg. They'd grown tired of listening to the incessant buzzing and random bees escaping from the wall whenever they used the bathroom. Little did they know, their bathroom wall harbored a humongous honeycomb that was more than 7 feet long. And the hive swarmed with hundreds of the stinging insects in a scene that they say is almost like from a movie.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
Coming in at number 3, Harrison Ford is returning as Han Solo.
What?
He filmed a scene as a younger Han. What, again?
There's a lot.
I know.
They already did a whole movie with a different guy as the younger Han.
I know. So I guess they used a digital de-aging process. A lot of de-aging.
Oh, my God.
It's unclear exactly if this scene is going to be in The Mandalorian or in the book of Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Because they did it with Mark Hamill. In The Mandalorian. Remember, they brought back the...
Oh, my God, yeah.
So this is... So he's like, oh, you're going to do it with Mark Hamill. You got to do it with me.
They also did that with De Niro and those guys in The Irishman.
Yeah,
remember
but I mean,
Scorsese
Star Wars specifically has been doing
yeah,
it.
So it's been done, but I don't know. It's still... I don't know.
Digital de-aging. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 2, have you ever lost something you wanted to keep as a memory, maybe from your child's, like, a milestone or something that they experienced? That is exactly what happened to Chrissy Teigen. She accidentally dropped her daughter Luna's first lost tooth down the sink drain.
Oh, what are you doing?
I know. She recently posted a video of the plumber trying to open up the pipes and find it for her. They do retrieve it, and I think like all parents can relate to this. The mom of two was ecstatic that she didn't lose this keepsake she wanted to hold on to.
Right, plus, how's the tooth fairy supposed to take it and give the $5 if it's down the drain?
Luna needs it.
Don't know if I call a plumber on that.
But, no?
No, I don't know.
Just find some reasonable facsimile of a baby tooth. This is it. Yeah, whatever.
Coming in at number 1, last but not least, Spider-Man No Way Home is the biggest thing online for like the last 2 years, it feels like, but it's been 2 weeks. And as the movie date approaches this Friday, super fans are getting rid of their Twitter handles so that they don't get spoilers.
Yes.
They're so nervous about it. Trolls on Twitter have said, I know, can you believe it? There's trolls on Twitter.
Yeah.
They are trying to mess with people as much as they can and throwing out fake spoilers and news that they've heard. So, Sony and the stars of the movie, Tom Holland and Zendaya, posted a video together pleading with people to not ruin it for others. I don't know if people are going to listen to it. They're making fun of that, disclaimer as well.
That might give some people the idea.
Exactly. Trolls just, you can't control them.
Yeah, no spoilers here. Promise.
Yeah, mostly because we're not going to see it yet.
Right.
Not yet.
Exactly.
That's trending on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.